head and dying. Many of them were necessarily left out in all the inclement weathers to die. To pass by it was enough to soften and sicken the hardest heart. Neither army had been prepared for the staggering death toll, the result of more lethal weapons combined with inadequate medical facilities at the front. In the north, a sanitary commission was authorized to advise the Army Medical Corps on basic sanitary measures at field hospitals to help prevent deaths caused by infection. But the commission quickly expanded its role and became the major coordinator and supplier of medical relief. Everything from medical supplies and food to hospital ships and medical personnel, all funded by donations. In order to raise funds, many cities, including Pittsburgh, staged grand expositions known as sanitary fairs that were community-wide events. Music was one of the central attractions. Bands were hired and marches were composed, while local impresarios persuaded the professional musicians to take the stage with gifted amateurs and school children for programs billed as grand vocal and instrumental concerts. These programs were characterized by a 19th century eclectic mix of dance music, operatic excerpts, parlor ballads, elaborate piano fantasies, and marches. Our sanitary fair segment includes two numbers written for the Pittsburgh Sanitary Fair, the Relief Polka and Sanitary